This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Sigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, a pleasant good evening to you here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Jack Kramer talking to you from Melcher Street Park here in Minster, home of the Minster Wildcats, who take on the New Bremen Cardinals here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The weather is cooperating, blue sky overhead, some puffy clouds, and no chance of rain. The rain that was hard overnight has moved on off to the east, and we expect a dry evening. May have rain again by early tomorrow morning, but tonight it's going to be dry. Wind is blowing from the west to the east. It's shooting out to the right field fence here at Minster this evening. Ace left-hander Gavin Quellhorst on the mound for New Bremen tonight. 27 innings on the bump so far this year. 47 strikeouts, 9 walks, given up 11 hits. ERA, microscopic, .7. Senior Jace Hemmelgarn pitches for Minster. 12 innings thrown this year, 12 strikeouts, given up 3 runs. Minster has spread the wealth on the pitching rubber throughout the campaign so far. 5 young men have thrown 12 innings or more. New Bremen starts 5 seniors, 4 juniors, a sophomore, And Minster starts four seniors, a junior, three sophomores, and a freshman. We'll return with more in a few minutes from here at Minster. Great night for high school baseball in the Midwest Athletic Conference. It is Minster against New Bremen. Three straight wins last trio of seasons for Minster over the Cardinals. 6-0, 4-3, 10-5 back in the 21-22 school year. New Bremen beat Minster by a final score of 4-1. Minster 9-5 on the year, 1-4 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. New Bremen 8-4 and 2-3. We've got more pregame for you in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hello, once again, welcome back here to Melcher Street Park in Minster. High school baseball this evening on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster hosting New Bremen. Don't forget, we've got a trio of games for you on Saturday from Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons. 11:30 first pitch, Botkins and Newton. Followed up later on in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, it's Lehman meeting West Liberty Salem. And then at 7 o'clock on Saturday night, Fort Loramie and St. Henry. So, again, that's action for you here on scoresbroadcast.com on Saturday. First pitch, Botkins-Newton, 11:30. Lehman plays West Liberty Salem. That first pitch is 4:30, airtime at 4. And then Fort Loramie-St. Henry, first pitch at 7, on air, online at 6:30 on Saturday night. Again, weather is outstanding this evening. It's cleared off. Some blue sky overhead. It's partly cloudy, partly sunny, whichever way you want to call it. Great night for high school baseball. Temperatures will cool down over the next several days. Francis Schulze and Rucci offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building component, pitching, followed by defense. A couple of good hard throwers on the bump. The ace for New Bremen, Quellhorst Hemmelgarn, senior for Minster Fighters. They will try to keep base runners to a minimum. Defense also critical. Both clubs very capable of playing tight defense. Anticipate a low-scoring game. Key building components of this evening's clash between Minster and New Bremen. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. And remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rucci. Well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We say thank you to Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website shelbycountyveterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Minster Wildcats opened the season with four straight wins outside the Midwest Athletic Conference, beating Rucci, Spencerville, Wapakoneta, and Jackson Center. We were here for the 4-1 victory over Wapakoneta. Then on the road, Minster lost at Delta St. John's 4-1, beat Covington away from Minster by a score of 18-9, lost at Versailles 13-3. We covered the game at Day Air Park, a victory over Williamsburg by a score of 15-5. St. Henry then beat Minster 13-2. The Wildcats downed Arcanum 10-6, lost to Fort Recovery 7-6, and most recently beat Parkway in the MAC 8-1, and this past Saturday downed Indian Lake 4-2 before losing late Saturday afternoon to Fort Loramie at the Redskins' invite. By the way, those two teams, Minster and Fort Loramie, will hook up again here at Minster on Friday night, May 15th, we'll be here with all the play-by-play in color of Minster and Fort Loramie on that night. For Fort Recovery so far this season, or I should say New Bremen, Minster's opponent. By the way, New Bremen and Fort Recovery have had a close encounter this season, a 3-1 win before Recovery over the Cardinals back on April 16th. New Bremen began with a three-game win streak, beating Mississinewa twice and then Waynesfield-Goshen before losing by a run at St. Mary's. Lost at St. Henry 7-2, defeated Continental and Sonia and Versailles all in a row, beat the Tigers at Versailles by a 3-2 score. Lost at Fort Recovery 3-1, beat Jackson Center from the Shelby County Athletic League 11-2, down Parkway on the road by a 10-3 score, did New Bremen. And then the Cardinals in their most recent game were nipped by Marion Local on the 23rd of April by a score of 2-1. Very competitive and even Midwest Athletic Conference in high school baseball this year. We'll talk more about the MAC in a few minutes when we come back. It's pregame tonight before Minster and New Bremen. Midwest Athletic Conference baseball action right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenhardtHardt.
Jack Kramer back here at Melcher Street Park in Minster. I apologize. I had the wrong microphone open, and you could not hear me. But the MAC is very competitive, as we've noted this year, in high school baseball. It's even Steven. Top eight clubs in the league can beat anybody on any given night. Coldwater leads the MAC with a mark of 4-0. Cavaliers do have that suspended game to complete with Delphi St. John's. It's at Coldwater. It's in the bottom of the fourth, and Delphus leads by a count of 4-1. Coldwater still is 4-0. That suspended game to complete. There are two clubs at 4-1, St. Henry Marion Local. Fort Recovery's at 3-1. Versailles 3-2. Delphus St. John's lost two games in the MAC last week. Delphus now 2-2. New Bremen 2-3. Minster 1-4. Parkway and New Knoxville winless. In action tonight, Coldwater is hosting Parkway. Fort Recovery is at New Knoxville. Marion Local entertains St. Henry. This game here at Minster
features the Wildcats and New Bremen. And Delta St. John's is taking on Versailles. That's how the MAC shapes up. Again, it is up for grabs. The MAC championship race is wide open. Minster coming into the game tonight, 9-5, 1-4 in the MAC, and New Bremen 8-4, 2-3 in MAC play. And it's been 4 years since New Bremen has beaten Minster in high school baseball. We've got starting lineups for you in just a few minutes when we return here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today, with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
It's a gorgeous night for high school baseball at Melcher Street Park in Minster. Here are your starting lineups for visiting New Bremen. Leading off, Owen Bornhorst, left fielder, a senior. Batting second, Caleb Keller, second baseman, a senior. Hitting third, Tice Quellhorst, shortstop, senior. In the cleanup spot, pitcher, senior, Gavin Quellhorst. Batting fifth, the DH, a senior, Dylan Wente. Then Brady Pape, third baseman, junior. Batting seventh in the lineup is the first baseman, a junior, Eli Cathcart. Then the catcher, a sophomore, A.J. Rissmiller. Ninth in the batting order for New Bremen. Right fielder, a junior, Bennett Tinnerman. The center fielder is junior Grayson Tinnerman. The two are twins, Bennett and Grayson. Grayson plays in center. Hitting for him, as I mentioned previously, is the DH, a senior, Dylan Wente. For the Minster Wildcats, the home team here tonight at Melcher Street Park in Minster, leadoff batter, third baseman, freshman, James Keener. Catcher, sophomore, Ty Hine. Hits second. Second baseman, a senior, Reese Baer. Third in the order, Carson Kaler, sophomore, center fielder, fourth. Batting fifth, the pitcher, senior, Jace Hemmelgarn. Then Hayden Lynn, first baseman, a junior in the lineup, followed by John Inske. Left fielder, a sophomore. He hits seventh. Andrew Wiss, shortstop, a senior, bats eighth. Chase Dirksen, senior, right fielder, hits ninth. Two very good, extremely likable head coaches. Mike Wiss, Minster. Chad Wells, New Bremen. Cloudy skies overhead now as the sun is trying to filter through. A little bit of blue sky. We may see an increase in clouds throughout the game, but we do not expect any rain whatsoever. It's a big game in the MAC because New Bremen has lost three. Minster's lost four, both teams with tough MAC schedules here at the outset. And the winner here tonight, it's got a chance to hang around in the MAC race. Minster needs a victory, having just won once so far in league action. Umpires have met. Managers have departed from home plate. We'll have the first pitch upcoming in just a few minutes. National anthem is next. Then we return here to Melcher Street Park. On the mound, Jace Hemmelgarn for Minster against Gavin Quellhorst for New Bremen. Should be a good one here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown, whole
wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYS meats.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Mr. Wildcats have taken the field on defense. We await the first hitter for New Bremen, Owen Bornhorst. Defensively for the home team, it is James Keener at third, shortstop Andrew Wiss, second baseman Reese Baer. And at first, it's Hayden Lynn. Outfield left to right features John Inskeep, Carson Kaler in center, and Chase Dirksen in right field. The battery, Ty Hine behind the plate, Jace Hemmelgarn on the hill for Minster. New Bremen Cardinals open up the top of the first with Owen Bornhorst, Caleb Keller, and Tice Quellhorst, the first three hitters for the Cardinals. As we noted earlier on in our pregame, Minster has beaten New Bremen the last three seasons in high school baseball. New Bremen last won 4 years ago. Number three on the back of Owen Bornhorst. He's in that Cardinal jersey. Black numbers outlined in gold, gray pants. Black headgear as Hemmelgarn works from a semi-stretch and throws a strike right through the heart of the plate, below the letters, nothing in, one count on Bornhorst, batting 400 on the season. Outfield pretty much straight away. Keener even with the bag at third. Strike two, Hemmelgarn busts one in there at the knees on the inside edge, and it snowballs two strikes, nothing in two. Keener at third, retreats a step or two. First baseman for Minster, Hayden Lynn, extremely deep. Hemmelgarn peers in to get the sign. Drops down sidearm, breaking ball, froze the hitter, strike three. Bornhorst did not get the bat off the shoulder. He's out on strikes to start the top of the first. Nice mix of pitches by Hemmelgarn to open up this game. He throws a three-quarter to over the top, but he dropped down below three-quarter for that third pitch. He snapped one off, and Bornhorst was caught looking. Here is Caleb Keller, and that is upstairs and away for a ball. Keller at 333 on the campaign so far for New Bremen. Hemmelgarn fires. Keller turns on one, hits it off the end of the bat, down the left field line, in the air, falling foul. About 7 or 8 feet to the left of the foul line. Left fielder for Minster, Inskeep, gave chase, no chance to get it. To count a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Caleb Keller. Sun shining now between the clouds. Give it 10 or 15 seconds, it'll be behind the cumulus. Keener at third, a couple steps behind the bag. Outfield shading Keller to pull. There's a strike. A good two-seam fastball caught the knees outside half of the plate. And the count's a ball, two strikes, 1-2. Emelgard with the delivery. Breaking ball missed wide, and it's 2-2. It was close, just off the corner. Minster, New Bremen here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Each team's had challenging schedules so far in the Midwest Athletic Conference. There's a ball fisted to first. First baseman for Minster lunges to his left, gets a mid on it. The ball goes behind him into short right field. It's covered up by Reese Baer. That was a challenging play for the first baseman, Hayden Lynn. I'm going to give him a single. The ball was not hit right at him. He had to leap off to his left. It was not between his legs, that's for sure. Ball was hit close to the line, just inside the bag by a foot, down toward the knob of the bat, off the handle by Keller, who struck it late, but he's aboard. Ball didn't leave the diamond as it was picked up back edge of the dirt at second base by Baer of Minster. Infield single for Keller. Tyce Quellhorst steps in. First pitch to him is foul to the screen. I see already I have disagreed with the official score here in the press box, who gave the Minster first baseman an error. I was a little more gracious. A strike on a foul ball off the bat of Quellhorst. Tyce's brother Gavin on deck, the starting pitcher. Tyce hits from the right side, deep in the box. Front foot even with the middle of home plate. Fastball inside corner, no. Just off the edge, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Head coach Chad Wells at third, flashing signs. Let's see if there is a chance that Caleb Keller might be moving from first. Hemelgarn fires. There's a high foul in the air, out of play over the screen beyond the New Bremen dugout. And it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Tyce Quellhorst, hitting a 333 on the year, senior shortstop for New Bremen. 1-2 pitch upcoming. Runner at first for New Bremen. No score. Top of the first inning. One away. Plenty of room down the right field line for Tyce. Quellhorst holds the bat high. Breaking pitch in the dirt, low and outside. He didn't fish. Hemelgarn tried to get him to reach for that one. Good discipline at the plate, but Tyce Quellhorst, and the count is even up 2-2. Middle of the diamond for Minster, double play depth. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Tyce Quellhorst. Hemelgarn stretching, fires, ball nubbed, first baseline to Lynn, and that's about 2 feet foul. He grabbed that ball just in front of the bag in foul territory. So that's a couple balls hit that direction off the bats of New Bremen hitters. Previously, Caleb Keller hit one that way and had some unusual spin on it, and it sprayed off the tip of the glove of the Minster first baseman for a hit. Infield single. Fairly tough chance. Could have been scored an error. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Hemelgarn to throw to Tyce Quellhorst. One out, one on. Fires, curveball, hit off the end of the bat to the shortstop. Wiss coming in, catches on a fly, fires across the diamond to Lynn. A little wide of the mark. Runner was back in anyway. Here is Gavin Quellhorst. He swings from the left, throws from the left. Ball hit in the air to Wiss it short for Minster. He picked it off. Quellhorst deep in the box, open stance. Let's see if the runner at first, Keller, is going. He is. Inside pitch. Good throw down to second. Wiss can't hang on. Runner slides into the back of the bag safely. Fine throw by Ty Hine. Wiss just didn't secure it well enough. He thought he had snatched it as he was applying the tag, and the ball came out of the web. It was a strike on the hitter, Gavin Quellhorst. Down at second now, Caleb Keller for New Bremen. The pitch by Hemelgarn is downstairs. And the count's a ball, a strike, 1-1. Two out, top of the first. New Bremen threatening. Outfield for the hitter, Quellhorst, is pretty deep, especially in right and center. Wind blowing that way to right center field. Well inside is that pitch, and it's 2-1. Hemmelgarn does have first base open. Gavin Quellhorst, a 500 hitter on the year. He's thrown 27 innings on the hill. He's got 47 strikeouts. ERA under .8. High fastball, missed. 3-1. Three balls and a strike, 3-1. I'm not sure you give him much good here. Three ball, one strike count. First base is available. Runner at second for New Bremen. There's a ball hit sharply on the ground through the right side of the diamond. Reese Bear, the second baseman, couldn't get it for Minster. Here's a throw into the middle of the infield, cut off. Late relay to the plate, safe. Ground single to right by Gavin Quellhorst, and New Bremen takes a 1-0 lead. Single to right by Quellhorst. A two-out base knock drives in the opening run of this game. Clutch hitting by Gavin Quellhorst. And the way he's pitched this spring, who knows? Two runs, maybe one, might be enough if he's got his top-of-the-line stuff here this evening. Here is Dylan Wente fouling off the first pitch to the right. A run, a couple hits for New Bremen here in the top of the first. Gavin Quellhorst on at first. Reese Bear nearly picked off that hard ground ball, headed through that 1-4 hole, or I should say 3-4 hole on the right side of the diamond. Curveball low and away. The ball a strike, 1-1 and Wente. Bear took off several running steps to his left and couldn't keep that ball on the diamond, tried to get the glove on it, prevent that runner from second scoring, but the ball traveled onto the grass into right. Clean hit. And the runner, Caleb Keller, scored from second base for New Bremen as the Cardinals post an early 1-0 lead. It's 2-1 on Dylan Wente. There's a strike, humming fastball on the outside corner, and it is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Wente. 351 hitter, D.H. Senior for New Bremen. Tall right-hand batter, feet spread apart at the plate. A look at first by Hemmelgarn. Here's the offering. It bounces, and it gets away from the Minster catcher. That was a tough one for Hind to corral. Wild pitch, runner on first, scampers down to second. 3-2 count. Once again, Minster confronts a run-scoring situation here for the New Bremen offense. Gavin Quellhorst, big lead out at second, two away. 3-2 pitch to Wente, one run already in. It's low and outside for ball four. Well, it started as a pretty quick inning for Hemmelgarn with a strikeout of Owen Bornhorst on four pitches. Has turned into a rather lengthy top of the first for the Minster pitcher. New Bremen now two on, two out. Here is Brady Pape. Junior third baseman takes a strike outside corner just above the knees. Nothing in one. Sun is shining now. Big hole of blue sky up above. Wind blowing fiercely out to right field here at Belcher Street Park. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Pape. On deck, Eli Cathcart, junior first baseman for New Bremen. New Bremen scored. Cardinals lead 1-0, top of the first, threatening for more. Hemmelgarn throws low and in. And the count goes to 2-1 on Pape. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Hemmelgarn needs to buckle down here and prevent no further scoring. Look back at second. There's a blooper hit off the bat of Pape. Retreating into short right center is Bear. He catches for Minster to end the inning. New Bremen gets a run. A couple of hits. We go to the bottom of the first. It is New Bremen 1, Minster coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
It is the bottom of the first for the Minster Wildcats, who trail New Bremen 1-0. Minster opens the game with James Keener, third baseman, freshman. He bats first. He's got the zero on his back. Ty Hine hits second. Reese Bear bats third. In the game we covered at Day Air Park, when Minster run-ruled Williamsburg, oh, was Keener ever mighty good at the plate in that game. He had a three-run inside the park homer and a bases-loaded triple. He was outstanding. Lefty against lefty here to start the bottom of the first for Minster. Gavin Quellhorst on the mound, throws a curveball low. It's a ball, no strikes on the left-hand batting Keener. Fastball's up, and it's 2-0. Minster will want for sure to make Quellhorst throw strikes. Two-ball, no-strike delivery is a fastball. Looped out into left center field, beyond the shortstop. Left fielder coming on, no catch. Good hustle with the left fielder for New Bremen, Owen Bornhorst, but not an opportunity to snag that ball on the fly. He retrieves it on the second bounce. Bloop single to left for Keener. As Minster tries to come back, down 1-0. Ty Hine, sophomore catcher, back from the right side. Keener with good wheels, a serious threat to take off at first. Quellhorst with a good move to first base. Blaze is a fastball in there. Check swing, a strike. No balls, a strike. Nothing and one on Ty Hine for Minster, which trails 1-0, bottom of the first inning. Runner at first, nobody out. Quellhorst to Hine, foul to the screen. And it is a ball and a strike, 1-1. Wind blowing out to right. It's a stiff breeze out of the west-northwest here in Minster tonight. Skies have cleared. No chance of rain till well after midnight into the early morning hours. Hitter steps out of the box for Minster. First baseman for New Bremen holding on the runner. That's Cathcart holding on Keener, who singled to start the bottom of the first for Minster. Maxwell horse, the big left-hander for New Bremen Fires. It's low and away. And the count is a ball and two strikes, I believe, on Hine. 1-2 on Ty. Steps back into the box. Right foot's on the back stripe of the right-hand batter's box. Fouled off to the screen, and it's 1-2. Of course, it's always the strategy of each team's offense to work that pitch count up of the opposing hurler. And you certainly want to do that with Quellhorse, the ace of the New Bremen staff. Hemelgarn for Minster struck out Owen Bornhorst to start the game on four pitches. Then he threw a bunch. The inning ended with two on before the final out was made. A run had scored for New Bremen. A two-out base hit by the pitcher Gavin Quellhorst to right field. In the hole between first and second, it drove in Caleb Keller. There's a ground ball, a grass cutter to third. Third baseman Bate picks it up, drops it, picks it up again, muffs it once more. E5, error. Ball hit off the barrel, but it hugged the ground. It was a worm burner to third. Pretty routine play for Bate. He might have had in his mind a force out at second. But he took his mind off that ground ball and coughed it up twice. E5, runners at first and second for Minster here in the bottom of the first. And stepping in now for the Minster Wildcats is Reese Bear, who takes a pitch. It is called a ball above the letters, just missed. The ball, no strikes. Reese, an outstanding offensive player, strong hitter. He may wind up in the high threes, right around 400 before the season's over. Curveball lofted very high in the air and foul ground to third. It's Pate backpedaling. He's got it. Runners obviously stay at first and second as Bear pops to Pate. Bape was about 8-10 feet behind the bag in foul ground, just a few feet foul in the grass off the line. Now here's Carson Kaler, swings from the left side, slightly closed stance. Two on, one out, Minster, bottom of the first. Quellhorst throws up and in, and it is in the mid of the catcher and out, rolls away to the right, and the runners move up. Pitch was close to hitting Kaler. New Bremen catcher A.J. Rissmiller had a difficult time picking that one off. It was up and in at the chest of Kaler. The ball was in the mitt, and it was shaken out. Pitch to Kaler, strike above the waist on the outside corner. Good fastball. 1-1 on Kaler, 385 on the year. Sophomore center fielder. 1-0 lead, New Bremen, bottom of the first. Bape at third, Tyce Quellhorst at short, Caleb Keller at second, and the first baseman, Eli Cathcart, for New Bremen. The battery, A.J. Rissmiller behind the plate, pitcher Gavin Quellhorst, as Kaler clubs a foul to the screen, and the count's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Kaler. Runners at second and third for Minster. There's a high fastball up top, 2-2. Outfield, medium depth in center and left, very deep and right. Wind blowing that direction. Left-hand hitter Kaler at the plate. Two on for Minster. Gavin Quellhorst, high hold. Fastball up in the zone. Kaler misses it for strike three. That was a heater deluxe. Well, a lot of pep on that fastball. Kaler strikes out. Here's Jace Hemelgarn, right-hand pitcher, left-hand batter. As three of the first five batters for Minster in the order swing from the left side. Two on, two out. Quellhorst throws. Hemelgarn swings, barrels it high to left center field. Center fielder going back. Wynn holds it up. And it's caught out there by Grayson Tinnerman for New Bremen. Lofty fly ball to left center off the bat of Hemelgarn. And the bottom of the first is over for Minster. New Bremen 1, Minster nothing. We head to the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Our score as we head to the top of the second is 1-0. New Bremen leads Minster. Eli Cathcart, A.J. Rissmiller, Bennett Tinnerman hit for New Bremen in inning number 2. Cathcart from the left side, junior first baseman. On the mound for Minster is Jace Hemelgarn as he winds and fires. Ball fouled there at home plate. Spins off toward the New Bremen dugout. Top of inning number 2, Cardinals lead the Wildcats 1-0. Each team has hit the baseball safely so far. A couple of hits for New Bremen in the top of the first. Two-out run scoring single by Gavin Quellhorst. Leadoff base hit by James Keener in the bottom of the first for Minster. Quellhorst, the New Bremen pitcher, drove in the one run so far, giving the Cardinals the lead. Hemelgarn throws a high breaking pitch. The ball is strike 1-1 on Cathcart. Cathcart, Rissmiller, and Tinnerman. Third baseman for Minster, Keener, pretty deep. There's a pitch. Ooh, it just missed. Right height, above the knees, off the inside edge. Hemelgarn back to the bump. Left-hand batting Cathcart has the right fielder for Minster retreating a step or two. That's Chase Dirksen. There's a good fastball whipped in there, a called strike. It is a 2-2 count, unless I'm mistaken. Here's a ball hit sharply to third. Oh, it's knocked down by Keener. Good play. Throw across the diamond to first. Got him. That ball was ripped. Struck sharply by Cathcart. Keener flagged it down. Ball went off the mitt right between his legs. That's called textbook fielding. You try to make that play off to the side, and you don't make it. Well done, but Keener gets the out at first. Ball was hit hard. So the initial hitter in the second inning for New Bremen is retired, 5-3. Here is A.J. Rissmiller.
taking a high breaking ball, a ball no strikes, 1-0. 1-0 lead for New Bremen. Top of the second is started off on a hard ground ball by Eli Cathcart to Keener at third for the Minster Wildcats, who made a very good defensive play. Here is the two-ball pitch to the plate. A strike at the letters. 2-1 on Riss Miller, sophomore catcher for New Bremen. A lot of room down the right field line for Riss Miller. Keener, 4 or 5 steps behind the bag at third. Breaking ball missed well off the plate. 3-1 count. 3 balls, a strike. 3-1 on Riss Miller. Right side of the diamond for Minster is deep. There's a pitch just off the outside corner. Ooh, the battery for Minster wanted that one. Hine behind the plate held the mitt there. Umpire shook his head. Runner at first for New Bremen. One gone, top of the second. Riss Miller aboard with a base on balls. Here's Bennett Tennerman, junior right fielder. His twin, Brayson, plays center. Good lead by Riss Miller at first. Hemmelgarn takes a peek at first. He's in his stretch. And here is the pitch to Tennerman. Curveball, inside corner, a good one. A strike. That was a little more of a right-to-left break. Not much vertical movement, but it creased the inside edge. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Tennerman. Riss Miller at first after the base on balls. He's getting a good lead. Here's the throw to first. It's on a bounce, and it's wild. It gets beyond the first baseman for Minster, Hayden Lynn, and romping on down to second is the runner for New Bremen. He's there safely as Lynn tracked down the thrown ball in the grass and foul territory beyond the coaching box. And now New Bremen has got a runner at second with one away here in the top of the second inning. The count, a strike on Bennett Tennerman. Hemmelgarn throws low, a ball, a strike, 1-1. So the Cardinals now have, for the third time in this game, advanced a runner to second base. Here is the lead at second by Riss Miller. Bear sneaks in, holds him on. High foul. Out of play to the left, off the bat of the left-hand batter. Bennett Tennerman, right fielder for New Bremen. Top of the second inning, 1-0 lead for the Cardinals. Down below us, Chad Wells, head coach New Bremen, in the box at third, flashing signals. Let's see what's in store on this play. The hitter, Tennerman, asks for time. Bayer at second for Minster has been sneaking in toward the bag. He's got to be wary of that hole on the right side of the diamond, though. Left-hand batter at the plate. And now Wiss sneaks in behind the base runner. There's a strike three called. That was an outstanding hurl to the plate by the pitcher Hemmelgarn as he whipped one in over the inside corner. And the batter was caught looking. Strikeout number 2 in this game for Hemmelgarn. Top of the order, Owen Bornhorst, who fanned to start off the contest. He struck out in 4 pitches, top of the first. Runner at second for New Bremen. Hemmelgarn stretching. Comes plateward. Curveball off the outside part of the plate. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Owen Bornhorst has the left foot in the box, about even with the front edge of home. There's a strike. Thigh level, outside half of the plate. A ball, a strike, 1-1. 1-1 on Bornhorst. Hemmelgarn has thrown a two-seamer. He's thrown a drop-down curveball occasionally. There it is, blowing away. That was off the plate, but plenty. And it's 2-1 on Bornhorst.
Let's go nine.
Runner at second for New Bremen. Top of the second inning. Two outs. Cardinals lead 1-0. Emelgard comes over the top with a curve. Had some good bite on it, and it's fouled there at the plate by the hitter, Owen Bornhorst of New Bremen. Counts even up 2-2. Plenty of room along the right field line. And there's a gap in right center as well. Center fielder for Minster is over in left center. That's Carson Kaler, right fielder for the Wildcats. Dirksen is positioned more toward right center. Here's the pitch to Bornhorst. Emelgarn drops down, tries to break a curve in there. It is well off the plate, high and wide, and it is 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Bornhorst. 2 out, 1 on for New Bremen. Emelgarn whips a fastball in there, and it's belted to deep left center field. Off and running, Carson Kaler, and a terrific running catch. Superb play by Kaler, edge of the warning track. A good 325 or 330 from home. Dazzling play by Kaler as he kept New Bremen off the board. That was going to be at least a double, maybe a triple off the bat of the New Bremen hitter. That ball was drilled by Owen Bornhorst, ticketed for 3 bases, I think, had it gotten in. But Kaler dove as he laid out for it. Edge of the warning track and deep left center field. That will probably hold up as our defensive play of the game. A couple of very good defensive plays turned in by Minster in that inning. In fact, the play by Kaler was super. So New Bremen leaves a runner aboard. The Cardinals don't score top of the second. We head to the bottom of inning number 2. It is 1-0 Cardinals on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Well, I'm telling you what, the aroma here in the press box tonight at Minster is tremendous. Oh, boy, the concession stand's cooking up something that's got some great smell to it. Terrific aroma. Gorgeous night for high school baseball here at Melcher Street Park in Minster. Minster batting bottom of the second, trailing New Bremen 1-0. Got a ball and a strike on the Wildcats' first hitter to start the bottom of inning number 2. Hayden Lynn, junior first baseman, swings from the right side. Lynn with the left foot, even with the front edge of home plate. Feet spread apart. Quellhorst fires. Strike 2 called. It was a good one. Above the waist on the inside half. 1-2. Outfield deeper in right than in center. Third baseman for New Bremen. Pape is behind the bag. There's a Lynn look at a pitch from Quellhorst. He couldn't pull the trigger. Hesitated, took it, and it was strike 3 called. Good offering from Quellhorst as it had Lynn mesmerized at the plate. He's out on strikes. And that's strikeout number 2 for Quellhorst. Hemelgarn, a couple of K's on the hill so far for Minster. And here's Sean Inskeep, 324 batting average, sophomore left fielder for the Wildcats. Back foot, right foot at the rear of the box. Strike one called by the plate umpire, nothing in one. Gavin Quellhorst on the hill for New Bremen, 27 innings on the year, 47 strikeouts. There's a pitch on the ground, 1-1 count. He's walked 9, given up only 11 hits. And Minster has one safe hit so far in this game. Leadoff single, bottom of the first, by James Keener. The count of ball is strike, 1-1 on Inskeep. Right-hand batter, left-hand pitcher. High and away, that was a heater, 2-1. Plenty of blue sky overhead, wind blowing fiercely to right. The rain from last night's moved well off to the east, although it may return again. There's a ball hit hard on a line, on one bounce to the shortstop, who drifts to his left. Fine play by Tyce Quellhorst, who stabbed it as he went to his left and on the run through to first for the out. Ball was barreled up by the hitter Inskeep, but a solid defensive play by Tyce Quellhorst, shortstop for New Bremen. Two out for Minster here in the bottom of the second as that play went from 6-3. Here's Andrew Wiss from the left side for the Wildcats. Wiss takes one up and in, ball one, a ball no strikes, 1-0. Wiss, a very good bunter. Pape at third, a step or two in front of the bag. Now he creeps forward. Wiss looks at one, and it's called a strike, 1-1 on Wiss. Andrew Wiss had a very fine state tournament last year. Wildcats D7 state champs in 2025. Wiss steps out of the box. He had a bunt up the third baseline in that game last year. I think it would have stayed fair had the base path been 300 feet long. It hugged the line, and third baseman pitcher kept praying that ball would roll foul, but it was on a string. He had three hits in the state championship game. He was super. Two balls a strike, 2-1 on Wiss. Off the plate outside, 3-1. Three balls a strike on Wiss. Two out for Minster here in the bottom of the second. New Bremen leads 1-0. Quellhorst needs a strike. Wiss, feet spread apart at the plate, slightly open stance. Right foot even with the front of home. And it misses off the outside corner for ball four. Wiss aboard. Jace Dirksen at the plate. Let's see if head coach Mike Wiss in the third base box has something on here. Dirksen, feet spread apart wide at the plate. Now he closes up the stance a little bit. Bat cocked high. A lead by 7 or 8 feet from Wiss. Throw to first, Quellhorst. Wiss is back. That's the tying run in this game. 1-0, New Bremen leads. And we would expect runs to be at a premium in this game here tonight. Very good pitching from both clubs. Right fielder's plenty deep. Boy, if Dirksen could flare one over second, it's a single for sure. Breaking ball, strike. That was either a slider or maybe a two-seamer. It caught the inside corner. Had a little cut on it. Inside edge at the knees. Three balls, a strike. 3-1 on Dirksen. Runner at first, Wiss, steps back for Minster. We're on the air online for three games expected for you from Day Air Park, home of the Dragons, on Saturday. Pitch to the plate, fouled against the screen alongside first above the dugout where New Bremen is parked. Count is 3-2 now. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Dirksen. Plate umpire comes in at the request of the pitcher Quellhorst, does a little brushing of the dirt around the rubber with his foot. Quellhorst is set now back on the hill. Fires. Foul ball to the screen. It holds at 3-2. Wiss, of course, off and running. 3-2, two out. Dirksen the batter here for Minster. New Bremen in the lead by a 1-0 score, bottom of the second. Here is the hurler, Quellhorst, stretching, looks at first. Here he comes to the plate. Breaking ball swung over the top. Good rip by Dirksen. That had good vertical bite on it. Outstanding offering by Quellhorst. He gets his third K, and we play two, going to the third. New Bremen 1, Minster nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
1-0 New Bremen leads Minster. We head to the third here at Melcher Street Park on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We've got what you want on our shelves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, Winner's Meats, and more. And don't forget the Schaefer Market Deli Sub Shop in Fort Loramie features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market, which features delicious hot daily lunches. On the other end of town, north end of Fort Loramie on Main, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Get your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. How about a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru? And don't forget to stop in at Schaefer Market on South Main in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's. See all those new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new. Located right behind Schaefer Market, the bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. holly@schaeferoil.com. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. New Bremen batting, leading off the top of the third. It's Caleb Keller, who swings and lofts a fly ball to short left center field. On comes Kaler, calls off the shortstop, and Kaler picks it off. One out on the fly to center. Interestingly, the previous inning for New Bremen ended on a putout by Carson Kaler on a spectacular diving catch in deep left center, which prevented a run from scoring. Here is Tyce Quellhorst. Previous hitter Caleb Keller singled in his first at-bat. Tough scoring decision. A ball that was hit near the first base bag, and just behind it, Lynn, the first baseman for Minster, got the tip into the glove on the ball, couldn't make the play. Here's a ball struck hard to deep left field, down the line, in the corner, and it is fair. It's on the grass just before the warning track and rolls on to the fence below the 300-foot sign. Turning on a long double was Tyce Quellhorst as he spanked that ball, pasting it to deep left. Here is Gavin Quellhorst, his brother, stepping in from the left side. First base is open as New Bremen tries to expand on a 1-0 lead, top of the third. Here is the pitch low, and it's a ball to Gavin Quellhorst, who stands about 6'3", hits from the left side. Stance slightly open, deep in the box. Runner at second for New Bremen. Minster's right fielder, Chase Dirksen, very deep. There's a strike. Umpire throws the fist in the air. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Bayer at second for Minster's got to be mindful of that hole, that 3-4 hole on the right side. That's where Quellhorst got the ground ball single in the first to score a run. And he does hit it to Bayer sharply. Reese has got it on the third op, flips on to first. Runner at second moves up to third. So Tyce Quellhorst is at third, two down for New Bremen in the top of the third. Here is Dylan Wente, DH senior. He walked in the first inning for New Bremen. 12th grader DHing in the lineup for New Bremen. Slightly open stance. Lead at third for Tyce Quellhorst. First pitch a ball. A ball, no strikes. Two down. Infield can play back. No reason to squeeze forward. There are two away. There's a strike. Nice frame job behind the plate by the Minster catcher. Well done by Ty Hine as he held the mitt right there. Plate umpire says it is strike one called. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Hemelgarn stretching, looks at third. Here's the big pitch to Wente. Good save at the plate behind. It was a bouncing ball, hit around home. Hine smothered it, made sure it stayed in front. Plate umpire with a momentary time to clean off the dish. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Hine saved a run right there with very good technique behind the plate, as did Carson Kaler with a great catch in the previous inning. Pitch to the plate. Is hit very high in the air, foul alongside first. Here comes Lynn in foul ground, 20 feet in front of the bag. He's got it. Fouling out on the play is Wente for New Bremen to finish the top of the third. Bottom of the third upcoming. 1-0 New Bremen over Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Keener steps in for Minster, bottom of the third frame, 1-0 New Bremen. Keener from the left side looks at ball one, ball two, both pitches downstairs, 2-0. 2-0 on Keener. Outstanding hitter for the Minster Wildcats, 400-plus batting average on the year. And he is one pitch away from getting on base via a base on balls, 3-0 count. Slightly close stance. Right foot is even with the front edge of the plate. The pitch to Keener. Whoa! Quellhorst up above the hitter's head. And the count goes to 3-1. Three balls, a strike. Ball four. And Keener is aboard. So Keener's at first for Minster. Wildcats batting here in the bottom of the third inning, and it is a 1-0 New Bremen lead, but Minster's got the tying run aboard at first as Keener walks in four straight. Here's a delayed lead by Keener. Pitch to the plate is a ball. Hit the ground just before it reached the mitt of Rissmiller. The runner for Minster hangs tight. Quellhorst, five straight balls to start the third. Minster one hit so far, but Quellhorst has not been real sharp with his command. Here's Hein bunting. Oh, it's a good one. It is to the first base side of the mound. Quellhorst charged, overcommitted. The ball rolled to the right side of the bump. Second baseman came in. No chance. Tremendous bunt on the play, but Ty Hein. Keener's at second. Hein is at first, and Minster's got something gelling here in the bottom of the third, first and second, with no one out. What a great bunt single by Hein. And here's Reese Baer, arguably the best hitter in this Minster lineup, stepping in from the right side. Open stance, even with home plate. Quellhorst now for New Bremen in some hot water. There's another bunt, and it's popped up. The pitcher catches and throws down to second, and the runner doesn't get back. He's out. Doubled up on the play for Minster is Keener. Keener with a delayed lead off of second, knowing the bunt was in order, and it was popped up. The hitter for Minster couldn't get it down. Baer popped it to Quellhorst. And a rifle throw to the shortstop for New Bremen. Tice Quellhorst at second. And Keener was nipped. Double play. Yep, that's simply a case of the base runner taking a little too much advantage of that base path. You got to be somewhat conservative and make sure that ball gets down on the ground before you start edging too far off second base. And he just could not get back. So Baer pops into the bunt, double play. Pitcher to shortstop, two out now for Minster. And the count is a ball, a strike on Carson Kaler. Minster had runners at first and second, nobody out. Now a runner at first with two out. Quellhorst, the pitcher for New Bremen, looks at first. Very high pitch out of the zone. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. On Carson Kaler. Kaler was Quellhorst's first strikeout victim back in the first. Outfield deep around to the right. Quellhorst to Kaler, low and in. Kaler up in the count, two balls, a strike, 2-1. Nice sized hole in right center for Kaler. Pape, the third baseman for New Bremen, even with the bag. Shortstop deep, bouncing ball to the plate. That was a 3-1 count. I may have mistakenly said 2-1. That's ball four to Kaler. And here's Minster again with two on. Now two out.
Two on, two out. The pitcher.
Here is Jace Hemmelgarn, who like Kaler, who like Keener, and who like Adam Wiss, hits from the left side for Minster. First and second occupied for Minster. Two down, bottom of the third. New Bremen leads 1-0. Here's the pitch to Hemelgaard. It's hit sharply back up the middle off the glove of the pitcher. Second baseman charges, makes a snap throw to first. Diving reception by the first baseman for the out. Oh, what a play. Beautifully done by New Bremen's first baseman, Eli Cathcart. He saved a wild throw, managed to snatch up the ball, trapped it at first, and got the inning-ending out. We head to the fourth. New Bremen leads Minster 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
And thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to outstanding sponsors, including Locale Equipment, a Scores founding partner, on the air with us in 2006 and 7, every year since. Couldn't have gotten started without the help from Locale Equipment. Thank you so much, everybody at Locale. We appreciate you. Also here on scoresbroadcast.com, longtime service from Barker Insurance. Thank you, Barker, located on 25A, just north of Anna, or I should say just south of Anna, north of Sydney, Barker Insurance. And Osgood Bank, Osgood, do well, be good, osgoodbank.com. New location in Rushi, as of this time 1 year ago, Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Osgood and Chickasaw, Osgood Bank. We appreciate you very much as well. Top of the fourth inning, and here is New Bremen batting, leading 1-0. Hemelgarn throws, hard ground ball to third, and the third baseman Keener tries to backhand. He missed it. It rolls into foul ground, and the shortstop Wiss recovers for Minster, and that is an E5. That was very playable. And one of those where Keener, if he's in front, might be able to knock it down and keep it at his feet. So we've got a runner at first in the form of Pape on the E5, and here is Cathcart stepping in. Here is Hemelgarn on the bump for Minster into a stretch. New Bremen trying to widen the 1-0 lead, high and inside. To the New Bremen batter, a ball, no strikes, 1-0. Previous batter, Pape, was out on a ball in the air to second to end the first. Safe on the error here. He's got a lead at first for Cathcart, who at the plate swings a healthy cut. Comes up empty, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Cathcart was out third to first in his initial at-bat in this game. Head coach Chad Wells flashing signals in the third base box.
Get ahead now.
Here is Hemelgarn stretching, looks at his runner, fires, dropped down a little bit sidearm, missed the strike zone, and it's two balls, a strike, 2-1. 2-1 the count. Runner at first for New Bremen. Nobody gone here in the top of the fourth. New Bremen leads 1-0. Lynn holding the runner on for Minster. Very high pitch out of the zone. Count goes to 3-1. I believe I'm correct in saying three balls and a strike. Thanks to the fine crew for Minster up here in the press box. They confirm. Three balls, one strike, runner at first with a lead. Pape with a secondary step or two. There's a ball fisted foul up the first baseline. And it's full up. 3-2 on the batter Cathcart for New Bremen. 1-0 lead Cardinals, who've gotten their first man aboard here in the fourth. Hemelgarn is on the rubber. A hold at the waist. Looks at first. Full count pitch. Breaking ball. Ooh, it just missed either a little high or a little outside. It was mighty close. Ty Hine, the catcher for Minster, held the mitt right there. Here is Rissmiller with two aboard for New Bremen. Nobody out. And you can bet amidst those signals from Chad Wells at third is a cue to bunt. Runners at first and second for the Cardinals. Infield for Minster in on the corners. The batter squares prematurely. Here's the pitch by Hemelgarn coming up. Bunted foul to the right. No balls, a strike. Nothing and one on Rissmiller, who walked in the second. These two head coaches, experts at the game of small ball, moving runners along. Every run in this contest tonight, so precious, scoring at a premium. There have been base runners, but good pitching. And it's wriggled off the hook time and time again. 1-0 New Bremen, top of the fourth. The count, a strike on Rissmiller. Second baseman Bear charging as well for Minster. Pitch low and away. Ball two. Or I should say ball one and strike one after the first pitch foul. Bear came zipping in from second, trying to take away that bunt to the first base side of the mound.
All right, let's go nine. Let's go now.
Here's Hemelgarn with a 1-1 count. Peers into Hine to get the call. Good lead runner at second for New Bremen. It's low, 2-1. Hemelgarn for Minster needs an out here. New Bremen's up one. An insurance run out at second. Rissmiller steps out of the box. Communicates non-verbally with head coach Chad Wells in the box at third. There's a foul ball bunt at the plate. Hitter Rissmiller just ticked it. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. 2-2 on Rissmiller. Neither runner at first and second being held on here by Minster. Wouldn't think we'd get a bunt here on a 2-2 pitch. Here is Hemelgarn needing a strikeout. He delivers, fastball very high, and it's ball three. 3-2. Yep, this is a very critical pitch coming up. Important juncture in this game. Two on for New Bremen, nobody out. Top of the fourth. 3-2 pitch to Rissmiller. Hemelgarn missed up high. It was above the letters. Caught the inside corner, but was not down far enough, and they're full. Here is Bennett Timmerman.
I'm adding the right fielder, Bennett Timmerman.
T-I-double-N Timmerman. Here comes Mike Wiss. Head coach, Minster Wildcats to the mound. New Bremen's got him loaded, top of the fourth. No one away. New Bremen leads 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Up two walks, a Minster error. New Bremen's got him loaded. No one out. Top of the fourth. New Bremen leads 1-0. The count is a strike on Bennett Tinnerman. Next pitch, a ball rolls away from Hine, who tracks it down quickly. Bases full for New Bremen. Brady Pape at third. Eli Cathcart at second. A.J. Rissmiller at first. Nobody away. One ball, one strike count. I wouldn't anticipate a bunt here. You've got a force play at the plate. That's an easy way to get an out if you try a safety squeeze. Low and in. 2-1. Emelgar needs strikes. 2-1. He has walked 4 in this game so far. He's got a couple of strikeouts. He needs a K right now. Infield is up, especially at the corners, creeping in at second and short. Here's the 2-1 pitch to the plate. High pop foul to the right of us, out of play, third base side. Left-hand hitter, Bennett Tinnerman. Two ball, two strike count.
All right, let's go, kid. Let's go now.
Right fielder for Minster, extremely deep. Way out there is Chase Dirksen. Tinnerman would like to hit a tall one that way for a sack fly. Himmelgarn on the hill for Minster. Needs a K in the worst way. He comes sidearm, foul tipped at home. Good battling job by Bennett Tinnerman, hitter for New Bremen. Two ball, two strike count, 2-2. Bases are full, no one away for New Bremen. Here in the top of the fourth, very significant point in this game for certain. Gavin Quellhorst for New Bremen has not given up a run yet. Here's Himmelgarn, winding, firing overhand. Ball chopped to Bear at second. He gets one out with Wiss at short. Relay to first, gets away from Lynn. Runner who is at second turns third and scores. Two runs are in on that play for New Bremen. Out recorded at second. And we've got an error on the throw to first. Force out at second base. Runners at second and third. Score for the Cardinals. Tinnerman safe at first. Winds up being an E6 on the throw. And here's Owen Bornhorst stepping in. Runner at first for New Bremen. One out. Minster was hoping to turn two on that ball hit sharply to Bear. There's a strike called on the new hitter for the Cardinals, Owen Bornhorst. Bear could have come to the plate for a surefire force, thought about turning two, and would have had it. But on the back end, the throw to first by Wiss was down, and it was Smother Belin, not caught at first base. Would have been an out by a full step. One ball, one strike, 1-1 in Bornhorst. Two runs in for New Bremen, which leads 3-0. Pitch to the plate. Ball fisted to second to Bear to Wiss. Wiss tags the bag. Relay to Lynn. That's two. Double play, a batter late. New Bremen gets a couple in the fourth and takes a 3-0 lead over Minster. Heading to the bottom of the fourth on scores, broadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
It is the bottom of the fourth for Minster, down 3-0 to New Bremen. First baseman steps in for the Wildcats, foul to the screen. After a strike one call, and now it's 0-2, nothing and 2, and Aiden Lynn is struck out in the second for Minster. Gavin Quellhorse for New Bremen has Cade, a Minster hitter in the first, a couple more in the second. He has walked 3 so far in this game. Minster's got a couple of hits. Pitch to Lynn, outside half. Yes, indeed, it is strike 3. Good pitch from Gavin Quellhorse. He's gotten Lynn twice on strikes. Here's John Inskeep, left fielder, sophomore. Minster down 3-0. Wildcats' defense has not helped the cause so far in this game. I've got Minster for 2 errors, official score. Charged Minster's first baseman with an error in the first. I awarded the New Bremen batter a hit on that one. It was a 50-50 scoring decision. So Minster's got 2 miscues or 3, depending on how you slice it. The count is no balls, 2 strikes, nothing and 2 on Inskeep. Quellhorse starting to pick up some steam here for New Bremen. As he peers into his catcher, Riss Miller fires, low and away a ball, 1-2. 1-2 on Inskeep. Third baseman Pape about 6 or 7 steps behind the bag. First baseman even with the base for New Bremen. A lot of blue sky overhead. Clouds have moved on off to the east. Plenty of blue above. It was gray most of the afternoon. Pitch to Inskeep, healthy cut, swings and misses for strike 3, and Quellhorst is in a groove right now. Strikeouts number 4 and 5 for Quellhorst, starting off the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's Andrew Wiss from the left side for Minster, which is down 3-0 to New Bremen in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Let's go, Andrew.
left against left. Quillhorst fires to Wiss. Fastball about 9 feet off the ground. Ball one, one and nothing. Don't forget, we're on the air for three games for you on Saturday from Day Air Park, home of the Dragons. Botkins and Newton at 11:30. Then a 4:30 clash, Lehman and West Liberty Salem. And the nightcap features Fort Loramie and St. Henry at 7. We'll be online about 35 minutes before each first pitch. 1-1 to Wiss. Healthy swing and a high fastball, 1 and 2. Minster taking good cuts, but Quillhorst is on a roll at the moment. Got some good rise on that fastball. He's heating up, picking up speed as this game is going along. Count is a ball and two strikes on Wiss. Quillhorst stepped off. Wiss stepped out. And we've got the signs being flashed by the Minster catcher, Riss Miller, who flashes them again for the hurler Quillhorst, who wheels and deals. Fastball well up above the zone once more, and it's 2-2. Bottom of the fourth for Minster. New Bremen leads at 3-0. Here's Quillhorst twisting and turning on the bump. High fastball. Wiss can't catch up. He's out. Striking out the side, Quillhorst. We go to the fifth. It is New Bremen 3, Minster nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to Minster's Melcher Street Park. Top of the fifth, New Bremen batting, leading 3-0. Pitching change for Minster. Andrew Wiss is on the bump. Dirksen has gone to center. Hemmelgarn to right. Keener has gone to short. And Lynn has been moved, I think. What's that fourth position change for Minster? Linda third. There we go. From first base to third base goes Minster's Hayden Lynn. Hemmelgarn off the mound to right. Keener from third to short. And Dirksen is now in center field for the Wildcats. He had been in right. Here we go. New Bremen batting. It is Caleb Keller starting off the fifth inning. He looks at a ball, no strikes. Andrew Wiss started the game that we covered at Day Air Park when Minster defeated Williamsburg 15-5. Count 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0. The right-hander whips one in there for a strike. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1 on the hitter for New Bremen. It's Caleb Keller who pops it up to the right side in foul ground. The wind gets a hold of it and takes it to the top of the Cardinals dugout, and it's 2-2. So defensively now for Minster, Lynn is over at third. Keener's gone to short. Bear is still at second. That's the only remaining starter in his beginning the game position. Bear at second. Kaler's gone from center to first base as Wiss nicks the leg of the batter, Caleb Keller. And Keller, hit by the pitch, is aboard. Simply one of those games where New Bremen has gotten numerous free runners. There have been some Minster mistakes, bases on balls, now a hit batsman. New Bremen has not hit the ball real hard, but they've had a lot of traffic on the bases, and that's caused enough problems for Minster. Swing and a miss by Tyce Quellhorst, who has been out on a little blooper to short and has doubled into the left field corner. Runner aboard for New Bremen here in the top of the fifth inning. New Bremen leads Minster 3-0. There's a ball bunted back to the mound to Wiss. He's on it in a hurry. Whips a throw to Bear at second. Out at second base on the force. Wiss showing his infield skills. Regularly plays short. He hopped off the mound like a cat. On one bounce, he snagged that bunt off the bat of Quellhorst. And yes, it was a fine stretch out there at second base by Bear of Minster to haul in the throw from Wiss. Force out recorded. And here is Gavin Quellhorst, who is singled to right and grounded out to second. He looks at a ball up and away. Runner at first for New Bremen. Top of the fifth inning. New Bremen leads Minster 3-0. There's a lead. Wiss throws high to Gavin Quellhorst. And it's 2 balls and no strikes, 2-0. Hine, in his crouch, flashes the sign, looks to the dugout, gets a signal, relays it to Wiss. Oh, there's a beauty. Inside corner at the knees, two-seamer. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1. Gavin Quellhorst hits from the left side. Outfield deep, around to the right. Here's the pitch by Wiss, upcoming. That looks like strike two. It is. Good job behind. He framed it at the knees on the outside corner. Quellhorst took a long look. Did not pull the trigger. Paid for it. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Outfield, infield deep. For the hard-hitting Quellhorst, Wiss steps off. Token throw to first, runner back. Three nothing lead, New Bremen. Minster cannot afford to give up any more. Lead at first for Tyce Quellhorst. Into the stretch goes Wiss, and the hitter, Gavin Quellhorst, steps away, gets a timeout at the plate. Wind blowing fiercely to right center. Blue skies overhead. Into the stretch, Wiss, and he steps off. Little cat and mouse game going on here now between hitter and pitcher. Lead at first again for Tyce Quellhorst. 2-2 count. He might be going. No, he's not. Foul to the screen. And it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Very good pitching job by Gavin Quellhorst, especially in the bottom of the fourth. When the batter here now for New Bremen struck out the side. He got Lynn, Inskeep, and Wiss in order on K's in the bottom of the fourth. Venter's had a couple of hits. Shutout going for Quellhorst. Wisch throws a curve. Belated swing. Emergency swing by Quellhorst, who pops it foul down beyond the dugout to her left. It's out of our view, and it's caught. What a play by Hayden Lynn. He snatched the foul pop. He used every bit of real estate possible and snared that ball at the far outfield end of the first base dugout. Good play by Lynn, who moved from first base to third here to start this inning. And Quellhorst is retired. Big out for Minster. Here is Dylan Wente, who's walked and has been out on a pop to first. Breaking ball whiffs. Yes, a strike. Outside corner, thigh high. Good off speed. Nothing and one on the hitter. No balls, a strike, nothing and one. Wisch winding, or I should say he's in a stretch. High hold. Ooh, another jug handled curve. Throw to first, runner back. Nothing and two on Wente. Two very good pitches in a row by Wisch on the bump for Minster. Runner at first, New Bremen. Two down, top of the fifth. New Bremen leads 3-0. 0-2 pitch to Winnie. Is struck hard down the left field line. It's well hit, but curling foul. About 280 from home. That ball was belted, but ahead of the pitch was Wente. And it's a loud foul ball, still 0-2. Nothing and two on Wente of New Bremen. Insurance run at first base for the Cardinals, who lead 3-0, top of the fifth. Batter steps out, gets a second set of signals from third base coach and head coach Chad Wells of New Bremen. Lead at first. With stretching. Here's the pitch to Wente. Curveball in the dirt. And Hein cannot smother that ball at home plate. It skids on by. Goes to the backstop, and the runner at first for New Bremen is on to second. Well, the Cardinals have had runners at second base in every inning in this game. I believe that is indeed correct. Yep, a runner at second for New Bremen every inning in this game. There's another slow curve taken. It bounces, and two straight wild pitches, and New Bremen has got the runner who is aboard on the force out, Tyce Quellhorst. He's all the way around to third. So New Bremen has two down, a runner 90 feet away from home, and Wisch can ill afford another wild one. Count has gone full on Wente, who swings and lifts a fly ball into right center field. Center fielder for Minster off and running into the gap, and he gets it on the dead run. Inning is over. We go to the bottom of the fifth. New Bremen still leads 3-0 over Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
It is the bottom of the fifth for Minster. Chase Dirksen at the plate, and he is down in the count. A ball and two strikes against the offerings of the New Bremen ace, Gavin Quellhorst, who's throwing a shutout. New Bremen leads it 3-0. Dirksen began the game in right, was in center field last inning, and finished the frame off with a fine running catch in right center. A ball and two strikes on Dirksen. Feet spread apart at the plate. Quellhorst throws low, 2-2. Quellhorst on a string of three straight strikeouts. Dirksen, a strikeout victim, back in the second. Outfield, medium depth for Dirksen. Infield around to the left. Pitch to Dirksen, cut on, and he can't make contact. He's out. Four strikeouts in succession for Gavin Quellhorst for New Bremen. Here's Keener. Leadoff batter in the lineup for Minster, James Keener. 400-plus batting average, a single, a walk in this game. Wildcats are down 3-0, bottom of inning number five. Starting pitcher in this game for Minster threw pretty well, Hemelgarn, although New Bremen's had plenty of traffic in this game. As I mentioned in the previous inning, New Bremen's had a runner at second in every inning. Grand total of four walks by Minster pitchers plus a hit batsman. New Bremen's only had, let's see, what, a couple of hits? Three officially, according to my scoring. Count a ball, a strike, 1-1 on the Minster hitter, Keener, who singled back in the first inning. Curveball, Quellhorst, yes. It was a dandy, broke in and over. Keener was frozen, and it's a ball, two strikes, 1-2. Quellhorst has gotten into a groove. He's been sharp, his command much better last two innings until that pitch, which is very high. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Minster down to eight outs in this game. New Bremen on top, 3-0. Quellhorst fires. Queener swings, strikes it into left center. Center fielder in, then back. And it's caught. Grayson Tinnerman hauls it in. He started forward, then retreated. Keener out on the fly ball to center. And here's Ty Hine.
Let's go six. Let's go now.
Minster in this game had a hit by Keener to start the first. A bunt single by Hine in the third, and that's been it. Here is Hine, the sophomore catcher for Minster. Pitch by Quellhorst on the way. It missed up and outside. Ball one. Hine hits from the right side. Outfield has shifted to left center. Center fielder Grayson Tinnerman plays him to pull a little bit. Right fielder, though, Bennett Tinnerman is straight away. And whipping that bat through the strike zone is Ty Hine, but he comes up empty. And the count's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Ty. Hitting better than 340 on the year coming into the game. Quell Horse fastball is eye level, 2-1. Two balls a strike. 2-1. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning. I would imagine Quell Horse is at the 60-pitch mark or a little better. There's a hummer thrown in there for a strike. Thigh level outside half of the plate. It had some tail on it. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 on Hine. Nobody on for Minster, bottom of the fifth. New Bremen in the lead, 3-0. Quellhorst peers in at his catcher, and stepping out is Hine at the plate. There are two away. I may have mistakenly said one down. Two away for Minster here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Swinging into action is Quellhorst. That's in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Minster trying to get something going with two down. Wildcats need base runners. Here is Quellhorst doing some detail work on the dirt in front of the rubber. Now he steps back up on top. Here's Quellhorst swinging into action. Fires. It's a bouncing ball to the plate, and Hine is aboard. He works a walk. And so far in this game, that is walk number four allowed to Quellhorst. Here's Reese Baer, very good hitter, second baseman for Minster. Swings from the right side. It would take an unbelievably hefty poke to drill one out to left against the wind here tonight. Wind blowing to right. Upright stance for Baer. Runner at first not going anywhere. Quellhorst rifles a strike on the outside corner at the belt. No balls a strike, nothing and one on Baer. He has been out on a ball in the air to third, and he's bunted into a double play. It missed inside, 1-1. That was a big at-bat for Minster in the third inning. Minster had a couple aboard with nobody out, and Baer popped a bunt to the pitcher, Quellhorst, who turned it into a double play. Strike two on Baer. It's called just below the letters, outside part of the plate, 1-2. 1-2 on Baer for Minster. First baseman for New Bremen, holding the runner on. That's Cathcart holding on Hine. Pitch to the plate, well out of the strike zone. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Stepping off the rubber, Quellhorst. Now he's back on. Here's Baer wiggling the bat back and forth. Pitch to the plate. Oh, there's a two-seamer. It's in just above the waist on the outside third. Strike three called. Excellent pitch by Quellhorst. And the bottom of the fifth is over for Minster. We go to the sixth. 3-0 New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum. Serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5556.
24/7. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
It is the top of the sixth, New Bremen batting, leading 3-0 over Minster. And Andrew Wiss on the bump for the Minster Wildcats, got a first pitch strike. Now he's gone 3-1 on New Bremen third baseman Brady Pape, who walks on a pitch up and in. He's aboard. He has been out on a pop to second, safe on an error, was Pape before that walk. Here's Eli Cathcart, safe on an error and a walk in two trips. 3-0 New Bremen, top of the fifth. Let's see if Cathcart is bunting here. He hits from the left side as Cathcart takes a mighty swing and misses, strike one. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Head coach Chad Wells in the third base box flashes the signals. Here is Wiss stretching, looks at first, delivers. There is a bunt, third base side. Charging, third baseman Lynn Fields, good play. Throw to first, out. Now throw down to second, and Minster had the runner trapped. He turned too wide at second base, but Minster dropped the ball in that short rundown, and the New Bremen runner is safe back at second. It is a bunt by the hitter Cathcart. Fine play by Lynn at third for Minster. It goes 5-3. Minster had the New Bremen runner dead to right. He turned second, curled around too far. The throw back behind him was going to get him, and in the short rundown, the second toss by Minster was muffed, enabling the runner for New Bremen, Pape, to step back in safely. Here is Ristmiller, catcher for New Bremen. He took a ball, then a strike, and it's 1-1 as Wiss threw a real good fastball on that delivery. Top of the sixth inning, 3-0 lead, New Bremen. Curveball, strike two, outside corner, just above the knees. Excellent offering from Wiss. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Ristmiller. He's the New Bremen catcher. He's walked twice in this game. Wiss, a look at second. There's a high chop to third, foul right to Chad Wells. That's one of the best plays Chad has made all season long. That was barehanded. Top of the sixth inning, Minster trailing New Bremen 3-0. Ristmiller, feet spread apart in the plate. Wiss turns, fakes a throw to second. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Wiss against Ristmiller. Ristmiller's left front foot just about even with the front edge of home. Feet spread apart. He swings and belts a line drive. Foul. Hooking down the left field line. Out of play. One ball, one strike. 1-1 on Ristmiller as, again, New Bremen for the sixth straight inning gets a runner to second base. Every inning in this game, the Cardinals have advanced the runner to second. Here's a ground ball left side. It's in the 5-6 hole, and it squeezes through into the outfield. Base hit. Runner at second. Held up. Ball was in front of him. He skips on to third. Runners on the corners for New Bremen, first and third, on the wrist miller single to left.
Here's the third right fielder, Bennett Tinnerman.
Here is Bennett Tinnerman with runners on the corner for New Bremen as the Cardinals try to tack on another run.
Let's go, Andrew.
Already up 3-0. Let's see what Coach Wells has in store for the batter here, Bennett Tinnerman, who struck out and been safe on an error at short. Bennett, the junior right fielder, hits from the left side. Wiss has men on the corners. He's on the bump for Minster. He's in his stretch position. He fires. It's wide and high. Ball one, one and nothing. A lot of traffic on the bases for the New Bremen offense in this game. Just three runs. Minster down by only three, but Quellhorst, the pitcher for the Cardinals, has been picking up steam. Here's ball two high, two and nothing. Minster cannot afford to give up any more. One down, two on, New Bremen, top of the sixth. The batter, Tinnerman, gets positioned in the box. Here's the pitch by Wiss, upcoming. It's down, and it's ball three, 3-0. 3-0 on Tinnerman, who I would expect is taking here. First baseman for Minster holding the runner on there. Slide step to the plate by Wiss. And it's ball four out of the zone. Pretty close. Just missed. And the bases are full for New Bremen.
Back to the top of the left fielder, Owen Bornhorst.
And the Cardinals bring the leadoff batter to the plate as head coach Mike Wiss for Minster strolls to the mound. New Bremen leads 3-0. Bases full for Cardinals, one down, top of the sixth, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one. And he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
New Bremen's got the bases full. They're jammed. One out, top of the sixth. Wiss on the mound for Minster in relief. He's down a ball, no strikes on Owen Bornhorst, who swings on the 1-0 delivery, flies it to short left. Left fielder on for Minster, can't make a play. The ball was in the mid and out. Runner on third scores. Forsyth, though, has gotten at third base. So I'm not sure if the official score can really assess an error. It goes down in the book, technically, as a fielder's choice. Left field to third base. Ball was not caught in left. It should have been. Run does score. Out at third. Runners at first and second. That play wound up going from 7-5 to get the force. And here's Caleb Keller with runners at first and second for New Bremen. Wiss fires to Keller. He got a strike on the outside corner. above the waist. It has not been a cleanly played game by Minster here tonight. No question about that. And New Bremen's taking advantage. The hitter is Keller, who has singled, flown to center, been hit by a pitch. Here is Wiss. New Bremen scored again. 4-0 lead, Cardinals. Wiss pitching to the plate. Here he comes. Long hesitation. Fouled right there at home. Behind the catcher to the backstop. No balls, two strikes. Nothing and two on Keller. There are now two out. According to the scoreboard, Minster has committed three errors in this game. I gave New Bremen a cheap single in the first. Could have been an error on Minster. High fastball, swing and a miss. Wiss threw it by the hitter. Inning over, but New Bremen tacks on one more. We go to the bottom of the sixth, 4-0 Cardinals over the Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygmunt wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank. Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Step one of five, Minster left-hand batters who's had to face southpaw Gavin Quellhorst in this game is at the plate right now. It's Carson Kaler, who is up in the count 3-0. As Quellhorst, leading 4-0, has lost command momentarily, and he can't throw a strike. It's below the knees, shin high, over the plate, but down. And Kaler walks on four pitches to start the bottom of the sixth for Minster, which trails New Bremen 4-0. Here is Jace Hemmelgarn, flown to center, out second to first. Kaler's not going anywhere. He's at first base for Minster, which trails by four. Yeah, Minster's lineup is loaded with lefties, and Quellhorst, the southpaw hurler for New Bremen, has feasted on Minster bats in this game. He's up a strike, and then there's a check swing foul off the bat of Hemelgarn, who, like Kaler, swings from the left side. So does Wiss for Minster. The count, no balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Bottom of the sixth inning, New Bremen in the lead, 4-0. Two hits in this game for Minster. Leadoff single to start the first by Keener. Bunt single by catcher Ty Hine in the third. That's it. Quellhorst to the plate. It looks good. It is. Strike three outside corner, thigh level. Hemelgarn K's. And the batter is Hayden Lynn. It's from the right side for Minster. He struck out twice so far in this game. Taking a look here at the strikeout total for Mr. Quellhorst for New Bremen. He is approaching double digits. One on, one out, throw to first, runner back. A strikeout in the first, two more in the second. He struck out the side in the fourth. That gave him six. Two more K's in the fifth. Eight. One here, nine strikeouts for Quellhorst, who misses outside to Hayden Lynn. Runner at first for Minster. One down. Bottom of the sixth inning, New Bremen on top, 4-0. Here's the stretch by Quellhorst. Fires to the plate. Ooh, just off the corner. Lynn looked it over, backed away, and got the benefit of the doubt from the home plate umpire, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Lynn.
Let's go, Hayden. Let's go now.
Runner at first. He is Kaler for Minster. He's got a lead of several feet. Quellhorst throws below the knees, and it's ball three. Nine strikeouts for Quellhorst. He has walked four batters in this game. His command has been on again, and right now it's off as he throws inside to Lynn. Two aboard for Minster, one out, bottom of the sixth. And here's John Inskeep. And here comes Chad Wells to the mound for the New Bremen Cardinals as the pitcher Quellhorst has got to be up above 80 pitches for sure. 4-0 lead Minster, or I should say New Bremen, bottom of the sixth. Minster trying to rally. Two on, one out on scoresbroadcast.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
The count is a ball, a strike. 1-1 on the Minster hitter. Two on, one out, bottom of the sixth. New Bremen leads 4-0, and it's 2-1 on Inskeep. Two walks, a strikeout in the inning. Quellhorst is now K-10. He has walked a total of four. And actually, it's five base on balls. And he is just one pitch short of another as he throws wild high and outside. 3-1 on Inskeep. Well, Minster with the base on balls here would bring the tying run to the plate in the bottom of the sixth. Quell Horse 3-1 to Inskeep. Oh, that's 8 feet off the ground. Ball four. Quell Horse has momentarily lost it. He's loaded the bases. And now Minster brings up Andrew Wiss in a clutch situation. Bases full. Kaler on at third. Lynn at second. Inskeep at first. Here's Wiss, who began the game at short, on in relief pitching. Boy, he needs a gapper right here. There's plenty of room in right center. Quell Horse throws. Curveball. Wiss missed. Strike one. Good hook from Quell Horse. Wiss was out in front. No balls, a strike. Nothing in one. New Bremen leads it 4-0. Minster has loaded the bases in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch to Wiss. Strike two. Fastball. Buzz the outside third. Nothing in two. Only six safe hits in this game. That's all. I've got to seven, not charging the Minster first baseman with an error early on. There is strike three called just above the knees on the outside black. That's a big out as Quell Horse disposes of Wiss on three pitches.
All right, let's go, Chase.
Here comes Chase Dirksen to the plate for Minster with the bases still full and two down. Minster down to four outs. Bases full for the Wildcats. Outfield for Dirksen straight away. Third baseman three or four steps behind the bag. Left fielder for New Bremen is pulled toward the line. That's Owen Bornhorst. Nice size gap in right center. Check swing. Batter held up. Pitch was upstairs. It's a ball. An appeal to the base umpire, who says, nope, he didn't go. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on the hitter for Minster. It is Chase Dirksen, bases jammed, two down. Quell Horse stretching, fires, swing and a miss. A good high fastball, cut on and not connecting was Dirksen. He has struck out twice in this game. Wiss, the eighth hitter, is K'd twice. Dirksen, the ninth hitter, is K'd twice. 1-1 pitch by Quell Horse to Dirksen. He is chopped to short. Shortstop coming in, fields on the third bounce. Nice play, Tice Quell Horse. Guns a throw to first to Eli Cathcart to record the out. A bases loaded ground ball out off the bat of Chase Dirksen. And the sixth is over for Minster. We go to the seventh. New Bremen 4, Minster nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. G
GAIERS.com.
Andrew Kettner on the bump now for Minster, which is down 4-0. New Bremen bats here in the top of the seventh inning. Here in the top of the seventh inning, it is 4-0 in favor of New Bremen over Minster. A cutout there momentarily. Thanks for joining us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Delightful evening for high school baseball. But New Bremen's put a lot of traffic on the bases tonight. They've squeezed out 4 runs. Only been 7 safe hits in this game, that's all. 5 by New Bremen, 2 by Minster. Minster's made at least 3 errors of commission, a couple of others of omission. The pitching by Quellhorst on the hill for New Bremen has been outstanding. He has now rattled off 10 strikeouts in this game. I'd like to tell you all about Taco Thursday at Frisch's, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. That's right, Taco Thursday. You'll love it. Make your own tacos at the Taco Bar at Frisch's in Sydney. As New Bremen gets a line drive base hit to center off Kettner to start the seventh inning. Ball cracked hard by Tyce Quellhorst, who gets his 2nd hit of the night. Taco Thursday from 11 in the morning to 7 at night at Sydney Frisch's. Take advantage. Oh, it's good eating. It's been packed. Very popular. Frisch's in Sydney doing well. The iconic Big Boy, delicious chili and vegetable soup, the crispy onion rings, and don't forget, you'll love that superb hot fudge cake, and of course the iconic Big Boy at Frisch's, Route 47 just west of I-75 in Sydney. A breakfast bar, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 weekends, till 9 weeknights. And take a look at that dinner menu. Meatloaf, chicken pot pie, white fish, spaghetti, and more. You'll love it. Nice variety. Second hitter for New Bremen swings and cracks a line drive into left on one hop to the left fielder for Minster. But Kettner right away has been solved by New Bremen bats here in the seventh as brothers Tyce and Gavin Quellhorst rip singles. That one by Gavin was stroked hard to left field. And New Bremen's got runners on first and second against Kettner. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh. And the Cardinals lead it by a score of 4-0. Squaring to bunt is Dylan Wente, who lays down a beauty. He fields about 5 feet fair along the third baseline. Or I should say, the ball is bunted by the New Bremen batter. Beautiful bunt on the play by Wente. Sacrifice is good. Third baseman for Minster made a real nice play. Well done at third base by Minster's Lynn. Good stretch by Kaler over at first to get the batter runner just by an eyelash. It was a close play. Good call by the base umpire as he made a defiant signal. Out call by less than a half step. And New Bremen now has runners at second and third with one out here in the top of the seventh, leading 4-0, trying to play add-on. Good sack bunt by Wente. And here is Brady Pape at the plate. He's walked, popped to second, been safe on an error at third. A couple of good curveballs from Kettner, nothing and two on Pape. Minster trying to hold New Bremen right here. Frisch's in Sydney, still there, going strong, never left, as popular as ever. Frisch's in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? And don't forget, Taco Thursday from 11 to 7, the Taco Bar, all you can eat, you'll love it. Taco Thursday at Frisch's in Sydney. Fouled out of play to the right. A ball and two strikes, one and two. And there's a nice running catch. It didn't get out of play. Ty Hine at the home plate into the dugout made a sliding catch. Beautifully done by Hine. Out recorded. I took my eye off that one too soon. Dazzling play by Hine. Boy, that catcher for Minster is all over the place. Good play by Hine. Two down. Here is Cathcart. Swings from the left side. He skies one around home, and it drifts beyond the screen. Out of play. Beautiful play. Hustling all the way was Hine, the catcher for Minster. On deck circle on the New Bremen side is right near the edge of the dugout. And that was an outstanding play by Hine. Boy, he was going to go through that 4 or 5 foot wall if he had to. And just before he got to it, he snared it with the mitt. Here's a ball, a strike on Cathcart. Slow curve, late swing, good pitch by Kettner. Ball lofted to left. Hemmelgarn tracks it toward the line. He's got it for the out. And the inning is over. New Bremen leaves 2, doesn't score. We go to the bottom of the 7th. Minster trails New Bremen 4-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
And don't forget, Cutaway Styling Salon, a fine sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, located at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Styling for 40 years is Cutaway. We will style and you'll smile. Beautiful care means beautiful hair at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo, stylist Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Minster bats against Quellhorst here in the bottom of the 7th, down by a 4-0 count. The good news, Minster does have the top of the order to the plate. James Keener singled to start the game for Minster. He's got one of the two hits. He's also walked and flown to center. The other hit for Minster, a bunt single by Ty Hine in the 3rd. The count, a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Keener for Minster. High fastball, healthy cut, but he misses. Strike 2, 1-2. Boy, that high, hard one from Quellhorst has been a pitch Minster hitters have not caught up to tonight. Quellhorst again. Oh, there's a fastball right down the pike. Keener knows it. Strike 3. That's K number 11 for Quellhorst. 11 fans for him. One down for Minster. Bottom of the 7th inning. 4-0 New Bremen. Here's Ty Hine stepping in now. Hine has been safe on an error at 3rd. Had a bunt single and has walked. 11 strikeouts for Quellhorst. The New Bremen ace, the lefty, has really gotten his power pitches going. He's been on a roll the last 3-4 innings. Here's a swing by Hine. He can't catch up to it. Strike 1. Quellhorst again. Strike 2. That was up in the eyes. Hine took a rip. 0-2. Quellhorst trying to close it out with a flurry. No balls, 2 strikes, 0-2 on Hine. Quellhorst again. Fastball's up. Hein misses strike three. Quellhorst is firing bullets down the home stretch. He struck out two here in the seventh. He fanned two in the sixth, two in the fifth, and whiffed the side in the fourth. And Minster's down to his last out. Here's Reese Bear, two down, bottom of the seventh. New Bremen in the lead by a 4-0 score. Here's the windup by Quellhorst. Pitch to Bear is up high for a ball. Reese batted right-handed, I think, early on in this game. He, against right-hand pitchers, swings from the left side. He batted from the right side against Quellhorst early on, and Reese hits from the left side here now. And the count on Bear is 2-0, 2-0. This Minster lineup is chock full of left-hand batters. When Bear hits from the left side, I think there's a total of 6 left-handed swingers for Minster. Ball three upstairs, 3-0. Quellhorst one out away from a complete game shutout. Open stance for Bear deep in the box. Quellhorst winding, firing. Fastball is there just below the letters. Strike one, 3-1. New Bremen Cardinals trying to gain win number 3 in the Midwest Athletic Conference and hand Minster a 5th loss. Wildcats would drop to 1-5. Ball 4 out of the zone high, and Bear is aboard. Here's Carson Kaler, 2 walks and a strikeout for him. Kaler 2, a left-hand batter. So many thanks to Loramie Brewing Company in Fort Loramie. You'll enjoy trivia every other Wednesday at Loramie Brewing. 17 North Main in Fort Loramie, where the food is not the typical greasy bar food. It's fresh, prepared for you from scratch every single day. Outstanding cuisine at Loramie Brewing Company. You'll love the menu, great variety. And a lot of tasty pizza treats at Loramie Brewing. All the sauces made daily. Plenty on the kids' menu as well at Loramie Brewing. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza. Carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair. Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Here's the pitch downstairs, and the count goes to 3-0. 3-0 on Carson Kaler. Reese Bear, who walked, is at first. 3-0 on Kaler. Quellhorst trying to get his 21st and final out here. Fastball right down the middle, center cut, 3-1. Understand Spencer Steer is homered. Reds lead early on against Colorado, 3-0. 2 down, 3-1 pitch by Quellhorst. He fires low, ball 4. Quellhorst trying to get to the finish line, having a little difficulty doing it. Here is Jace Hemmelgarn. Tying run on deck. Catcher for New Bremen strolls to the mound as A.J. Rissmiller talks to Quellhorst. Here comes Chad Wells out to the bump as well. 2 down Minster, bottom of the seventh. 4-0 New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We
welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Yep, sorry about that. Had my mic open during the first part of that Borchers commercial message, learning that the pitcher Quellhorst was at 121 via pitch count. He's thrown two pitches to Hemelgarn. He's two away from topping out at 125. And on pitch number 124, he gets a ground ball out to second. Hemelgarn chops. Second baseman Caleb Keller comes in, fields on bounce number three, flips on to first. And this game is history. It's in the books. Complete game shutout for Gavin Quellhorst for New Bremen, which defeats Minster here tonight by a 4-0 count. 4-6-1 according to the scoreboard for New Bremen, 0-2-3 for Minster. Gavin Quellhorst with 12 Ks, and he throws 124 pitches as New Bremen beats Minster by a final tally of 4-0. So many thanks to our fine sponsors here tonight on Scores Broadcast. Our stars of this game, of course, Gavin Quellhorst for New Bremen. And for the Minster Wildcats, we'll give it to Ty Hine. What an outstanding job behind the plate for the Minster catcher. Good job behind. He is a sour mug star of this game, as is Gavin Quellhorst. 12 Ks, complete game shutout for New Bremen as the Cardinals beat the Wildcats 4-0. We'll close it out in 1 minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Welcome back to Minster's Melcher Street Park. Jack Kramer here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster by way of record after losing tonight 9-6. New Bremen now 9-4. On the season, by way of MAC records, New Bremen climbs to 3-3, and Minster is now 1-5. Last year's state champs in Division 7 have lost 5 in the MAC. The schedule has been stringent in MAC play, but I tell you what, the Midwest Athletic Conference has got 8 pretty good teams. They can all beat each other on any given day. We're on the air again on Saturday. 3 games for you from Day Air Park at Dayton at 10:55 a.m. in the morning. It is Newton and Bodkins, and then a 4:30 first pitch at Lehman against West Liberty, 7 o'clock this coming Saturday night. It's Fort Loramie, St. Henry. Jack Kramer saying so long from here at Minster. Final score once again, New Bremen Cardinals 4, Minster Wildcats nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.